Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back.
Breaking up a little bit, bro.
How we doing now?
Yeah, it's sounding a little clear now. A little bit.
So welcome to the show, bro. How you doing today? So welcome to the show.
Cool. Thanks for having me, man.
Everything good?
Having me.
Good. Yeah, no problem, G. No problem. Yeah, man. Got in touch with you know, you got that fire right now, so I had to go ahead and get you on the show, bro.
Definitely, definitely. It's an honor, man. Definitely. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah, man, so how's the career going, man? How's everything going, man? First, I'd like to start off, man. Welcome to the show, man. How did, you know, everything, you know, come about for you with, you know, this music thing and you jumping into the game and getting on and seeing what's good with us with the music whole thing?
Started rapping at, like, a young age, but I started taking it serious in about, like, 2010. I was the cameraman at first. I linked up with my man Nick Blass, and that's how I became Black Park Entertainment and Billboard Boys, which is myself, Nick Blass, DJ Joe, Cat Daddy from 93.9, and my man Adversary. I seen y'all had him on here like last week or something.
Yeah. Definitely had my man ADV on here, man. You know, I grew up with that cat, man, so I see all the real and everything that he's doing and what he's been putting on. But I've been seeing Nick Blass on the videos and stuff just jumping out at me, and I'm just like, yeah, man, gotta talk to y'all fellas, man. So what really, you know, made you say, hey, listen, I'm going to come from behind the camera, man, and I'm about to start, you know, blazing this music for him?
For the simple fact that I got bars, you know what I'm saying? They can't hear the bars if I'm behind the camera. So I got to jump in front of there from time to time, you know what I'm talking about?
Early. So explain your name to us. How'd you get the name Nick Stick Dollars?
I got that joint from school. Like, I was like the skinniest person in the class, so they started calling me Sticks. And then when I started rapping, one of my mans just added the dollars at the end, and I like how it sounds, so I just ran with that.
Oh, man. That's what's up, man. So, yeah. So what projects are you working on right now? What can we expect from you? What's good?
We got a bunch of stuff that's on the way. I got the Cause and Effect mixtape that's on the way out. We got the Black House TV show that's coming out. I'm your host. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that wanna participate in the show, they can holler at me through all the social medias. It's the same way, Sticks Dollars, STIXDOLLAZ. Or you can hit us through the email, blackparkentertainment@gmail.com. So we got music coming up and we got TV coming up. So that's what y'all need to stay tuned for.
That's what's up. What's your hottest track you got out right now that everybody definitely need to be, you know, tuning in, listening to, you know?
Pull Up. It's called Pull Up. It's featuring Nick Blass. It's on iTunes right now. Everybody listening, go check it out right now.
Definitely go check that out, man. So, you know, tell me what you plan to do in this game, man. I know you got the TV thing coming out. You got the music coming out. I mean, it sounds like you setting yourself up for nothing but success. I mean, your team sound like you got a nasty team over there. Y'all one of the mean five right now, man. I mean, what you about to do to the game? You know, how you about to change the game for the DMV area?
I'm about to bring the morals back, you know what I'm saying? They don't talk about what's real no more, in my opinion, and they like bars. So instead of waiting on somebody else to do that, just figure we're going to have to take over and do that ourselves.
Hey, I feel you on that, man. What do you think about the current music that's coming out of the DMV? Like, I mean, I know that there's a lot of people out here just – just not telling the truth anymore. And then not only that, there's a lot of artists out here who, honestly, I can't even really understand what they're talking about. Like, and I'm a hip-hop person. I mean, I listen to rock. Like, it's just been so crazy now, you know. Even though I do hear some hot shit coming out of the DMV, you know what I mean? But, like, from other areas where people are, like, getting on, like, the content to me just ain't that real, man. What's going to be different about, you know, what you guys bring?
You're saying it helps that we got the show so you can see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You listen to a track. If you got any questions about it or you think it's any doubt there, you can watch the show and see what we do. You know what I'm saying? So it's the proof is in the pudding. You just got to watch.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. And that's that Black Hawk. That's that Black Hawk TV. So to get to that Black Hawk, dude, is that online or how we get to that?
Yeah, it's going to be on I mean, we got a couple trailers out on YouTube. We're going to put it on, I don't want to give too much up, but we're going to try to get it to cable soon or something like that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, yeah, man. So what type of artists have you worked with? What type of artists are you looking to work with?
I worked with we got a joint with Pastor Troy. You know what I'm saying? That's on the – you can look for that on the – I got it on my SoundCloud. Got it on YouTube. I work with Hell Rel. Shout out to
– Oh, that's what's up.
I got a joint coming out with Mook, Murder Mook, soon. Shout out to him.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's
and I
up. My man moving. My man making power moves. I see you, man. A lot of people be in the game, man, and ain't really trying to make no music with other folks and stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, how are they getting out there? But I see your resume is building quite generously there, man. That's what's up. Yeah, I did check out that Pastor Troy joint that you did, man. That joint was nice, man. I like that joint, man.
Good looks.
Yeah, I had to, you know, I definitely shared that, tweeted that out to the world, you know, let people get up on that, man. But, yeah, man, so other than that, you know what I mean, you know, who do you plan on working with, you know, in the future? What other big stars? Who would you like to work with from the DMV area?
Definitely Fat Tro, you know what I'm saying? Definitely Glizzy at some point. I've been talking to Light Show. I think we might do something later on this year.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Do you have any, like, you know, shows coming up or anything like that that people can get to? What's next for you? How do people keep close to you to see, you know, where to get you at on Snapchat or Instagram? Or, like, how do they see see the work you put in it? Because you definitely got a good body of work out there.
Yeah, all social medias, y'all can look at me, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on the Snap, but I barely use it. But after tonight, I'm going to try to get back on that. reach out to me on the social media, and I'm going to holler back at y'all. Everything is up.
My man. Is there something special, anything else you want to tell the people? Anything you want them to, you know, get with you about?
Yeah, all the artists from the DMV, if y'all interested in being on the show, hit us up, you know what I'm saying? You could, like I said, hit me on the social media, or you could actually call 410-212-3574, and we'll have somebody take care of y'all and all that good stuff and see your face on the show, get promotion for whatever you want.
Now, that's what's up, and that's how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Straight like that, you know what I'm saying? Put that out there, let people get smooth in contact with you, and, you know, make that thing, you know, do what it do, man. I look forward to seeing the show myself. So if they wanted to listen to your music, you know what I mean, where are the places that they can go and check that out and, you know what I'm saying, support you, retweet, like, share, all that good stuff?
You can check me out on the Netpiff, you know what I'm saying? Waiting on the Spinrilla right now. And I'm throwing stuff up on YouTube. I got a bunch of stuff up there. Plenty of bars. Straight hip hop for y'all, you know what I'm saying? None of that whack. Hey, you can cuss on this joint?
Yeah, you good, G.
Yeah, none of that whack shit that y'all probably been listening to.
Oh man. Yeah, man, I'm tired of that whack shit, son. Like, no bullshit. Like, I can't even, I can't do it. I just can't listen to it. Like, and it just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, and it's crazy because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's no more individuality, you know what I'm saying, with the whole thing right now. Like, niggas is just doing what other niggas is doing, and like, The everything just got smeared. Like, you don't hear no, like, you could tell when you listening who's who back then, you know what I'm saying? I ain't old, but I'm 33, but you know who, which rapper was which rapper. Now you hear some shit, you like, damn, is that Future? And,
right.
And it's a whole nother nigga the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you sound like you talking about Designer.
Hey, him. All the other new the double XL freshman joint was, man, that shit was like, I couldn't, man. I didn't even know about them niggas until I seen the joint. But then once I seen the joint, like, I went and listened to like all of their music, and it's a lot of them that I just don't fuck with. Like, it's just like, what are they talking about? I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, only person from the XXL I rock with is Kodak Black. He be saying some
that. Me too, dog. Me too, dog. Me too. That's it. That's it. Like, I tried to listen to the other bombers though, but it was just like, man, like, I they make me feel old for real because I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Real shit.
Yeah, that's crazy,
you know?
Huh? Yeah. No second.
That shit, wow. Yeah, man. Hey, but hey, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show, man. If there's any last words you want to give the people, man, and then I got your cloud right here. I don't know which joints you want me to play, or if you want me to go to the Dat Piff joint and pull you up. What's your hottest track you want me to throw on for the people right now?
Joint called We Ready, and it's like I said, it's featuring Pastor Troy and the rest of the Billboard boys.
Definitely got you. I'm gonna go ahead and put that joint in right now. We Ready. I get that joint. Get that joint rocking. That's right. I'm going to get that joint rocking right off the YouTube joint.
Good looks.
Let me pull that joint up real quick. Get that joint in the rotation.
Right. While you pulling that up, I just want to give a shout out to my whole team right quick. The whole Black part, you know what I'm saying? Nick Blast, Adversary, my man DJ Swale, DJ Joe, my brothers, Banner, Smiley Lope, D-Man, all y'all, you know what I'm saying? Keep listening. That's all I need to tell y'all.
Damn right. Oh, man. That's what's up, man, and I'm about to go ahead and drop that thing in for you, man. Hey, again, man, bro, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thanks so much. And we're going to keep this thing rocking for you.
You already know. I appreciate that, man.
My G.
Say